We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. The following quote was written in 1979 by Mbambulu. This is the dawning of a revolutionary age. Already, the initial stages of this revolutionary age have been put into motion. The liberation movements in Africa, Asia, South America, and other parts of the world have changed national governments and the relationship of these governments to each other. Soon, this revolutionary process will move upward to a higher stage because it will concern itself with redefining the relationship between national governments and the masses of the people they are supposed to represent. The revolutionary process that is presently taking root goes beyond the European concept of revolution. It represents a world order the Europeans will have to learn about and adapt to. In short, it represents a world order the European is not capable of leaving. For the sake of progress, then, white people would have to be forced to take a back seat so non-white people, people who understand what is developing, can direct humanity to a different method and level of social intercourse. A new world order is emerging. The masses, particularly people of color, are no longer satisfying themselves with only talking about those things that need to be done and doing those things that only need to be talked about. The masses are getting involved and learning to stay involved in the critical issues. And in the process, the masses are redefining what power is. Power is no longer a strictly military, political, and economic phenomenon. Power is now psychological and spiritual as well. Power is a frame of mind. It is an ability, unquestionably, to influence others, to control others, to frustrate others, and to not be coerced or manipulated by others. But the limited and traditional means of demonstrating that ability are no longer accepted as valid. In that regard, they are indicative of the white world in general. It, the white world, its standards, etc., is no longer accepted as valid by people of color. A new set of international standards and relationships is impending. From the book, 10 Lessons in Introduction to Black History, page 209 through 210. Black people in the United States, new Africans, can take our place at the head of this new world order, this new set of international standards and relationships. Establishing ourselves as an independent legal reality in North America will not only give us the power to control our own destiny, it will give us the authority to legitimately and effectively represent abused and exploited people throughout the world. Remember, we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.